Today, my heart is in two places. First, it's here with you all. But secondly, it's also with the people of the last congregation I served, Zion Lutheran Church in South Minneapolis. For it was on All Saints Day last year that we had our final worship service. Zion was a scrappy little church with a big heart, full of social justice-minded senior citizens who had grown up in the neighborhood and young adults who lived in the newish high-rise apartment buildings in the trendy uptown neighborhood nearby. This congregation was small, and it wasn't getting any bigger. And so in January 2022, they voted to close while they still liked each other and had money to make an impact in the community. So their building was sold and converted into a homeless shelter. The pastor's office became a men's bathroom and shower. The banquet hall fellowship hall remained that way as a space to eat together and have community. The fireside multi-purpose room in the basement became a woman's bunkhouse. And the sanctuary, this beautiful, light-filled, stained glass, high-vaulted ceiling space, became the men's sleeping quarters. And so now 60 people a night rest their head in this beautiful building that was formerly Zion. And a year ago, we had this festive All Saints worship. It was about 2 hours. But we celebrated all the good that we had been permitted to give and receive in that building and space. We celebrated all the saints that we had known and loved. And then we left our keys on the table in the office and closed the door for the last time, commissioning everyone to continue the spirit of Zion wherever they landed next. A spirit of generosity and hospitality and love. And All Saints Day is one of those pinch point places, right? It's this beautiful day where we celebrate and remember our loved ones. But it can also be a tough day. As we remember those who we have loved, who have died, this grief can hit us in all sorts of different ways. And so no matter where you are this morning, dear ones, I invite you to tend and care for yourselves. Your grief is sacred, and it's holy. And this is actually what our gospel text is all about for today. We get Jesus' most famous sermon, the Beatitudes. And we hear these words of blessed and blessing. And typically when I hear the word blessed, I think of somebody that has their whole life together. The lawn has been raked. Every bill has been paid. They eat at least 4 to 5 leafy green vegetables a day and exercise the recommended 5 times a week. Their children are well behaved all the time. Their clothes are well pressed and not covered in animal hair. Their house is tidy, and they always have a baked good to offer. Life just seems to be all together for them, and I'm a little envious. And yet, while these Beatitudes Jesus talks about are famous and popular, this is not who Jesus describes as blessed. And it was meant to shock the disciples and the crowd down the hill that was eavesdropping in. But Jesus says, you are blessed, not when your life is all together, but indeed when everything is hitting the fan all at once. You are blessed when you are depressed. Blessed are you when you grieve. Blessed are you when you are hangry and tired. Blessed are you when you have to extend mercy and grace for the 100th time. Notice Jesus' names that you are blessed now, not some later day, but right here in the midst of the chaos. Jesus says, I see you, I love you. This is about geography of where you find yourself today in this moment. These blessings do not use the imperative, but the indicative. Jesus just presents them as the fact, rather than moral injections or things to achieve. also love that they have some movement to them. They start in the present chaos, down in the ditch, in the gritty muck of life, and then they present this vision of hope, the ladder to go back up on the road. For your grief will not last forever. You will find comfort. Your hunger will be satisfied. You will find peace. The disaster you find yourself in now is not permanent. Dear ones, I don't know what chaos you find yourself in today, but I'd like us to try and build a beatitude right now in this moment. So there's paper in your pews, and the top of the sheet should say, "Blessed are you," and then a blank, right? So I want you to think about where you are this morning. Don't need to say it out loud. Just think about one piece of your chaos. I'll give you an example. For me, it's sleep deprivation. Yeah? You don't have to think hard here. So my first line is, "Blessed are the sleep deprived." Okay? Take a moment. And now let's give it a little future twist of hope. So, for example, mine would be, "Blessed are the sleep deprived, for one day there will be sleep again, and it'll be glorious." So flip it on its head. For you, perhaps, it is simply what Jesus said today. "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." "Blessed are the sleep deprived, for they will get sleep." I don't know about you, but it just makes you feel a little better saying it out loud. But this indeed is what incarnation is all about. That God comes into our chaos and says, "Yep, I can work with that. I'm with you, and I love you. And blessed are you, dear humans, where you are." And together we can work towards a future that within all of this chaos, there will be abundance and joy and love and mercy and forgiveness along the way. There is hope. And All Saints Day is also about celebrating that. Celebrating the right now and the someday. For those in our life who we are proclaiming as saints, we're not perfect. But perhaps because of how human they were, they inspire us to keep journeying onward. That we remember someday we will be reunited with them again. But these saints we celebrate today with their crooked halos and imperfections remind us the importance of being kind and prayer and patience and perseverance. Perhaps it was their attention to detail or the way that they laughed within their belly or the way they showed up to offer a helping hand or how generous they were or that one dish they brought to every family and church function. Each saint, unique and quirky, reminds us who we are meant to be. And we would not be who we are today without them. As we continue to think about our stewardship for 2024, these past couple of weeks, I cannot help but think, what a beautiful image for today, to give thanks for these saints who have built up this specific community of faith over the years. For we are connected to this community of blessed, imperfectly perfect people that's wide and deep. And because they showed up and gave and cared for this place year after year after year, we get to worship here today in a building that is sturdy and beautiful and well cared for. Our hearts have been shaped by their stories and songs and love through pancake breakfasts and circles and Bible studies and Sunday school and preschool and worship. And even our budget reflects their generosity, as many of them gave legacy gifts to push us into the future and help us dream big dreams. Though they may have died, their fingerprints are still visible. And today we give thanks to God for that. And so, dear ones, I invite you to flip over your sheet to the other side. So I have two questions for you today. I invite you to name the saints in your life who you give thanks for today. I invite you to think about how they gave of themselves, how they gave of their time and their finances. And question number two, I invite you to think about your own legacy. How do you want to be remembered? What saint-like qualities really matter to you? And how could Faith Lutheran help support you in that description? The sheet's pretty small, so you can fold it up and tuck it in your pocket, and you can celebrate All Saints Day the rest of this week. Light a little candle at your kitchen table, reflect on these questions with your morning oatmeal and coffee. But let us close with a prayer. Almighty God, we give you thanks that you have not left us to roam this planet alone. Thank you for the many beautiful humans and communities that have shaped us along the way. May we honor their stories by continuing the work of being your saint in the here and now. May we remember you call our life with all its rough and jagged edges, holy and sacred. Bless us and this community as we work for your kingdom. Amen. Thanks be to God.